Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 12th of August. At the risk of tempting fate, financial markets seem to have settled down after their recent temper tantrum, and at least for now are content to be directed by the forces of economics. Unfortunately, there's not much economics to be had today, but this week does have the prospect of some interesting information for investors, especially with the US consumer price inflation data. The US and the UK will be releasing consumer price data on Wednesday. European countries are also publishing final consumer price figures for July, which no one in the markets will be bothered with. In the case of the US numbers, owners' equivalent rent will still be distorting these figures higher. And it's important to remember that the inflation experience of middle-income consumers is noticeably lower than consumer price inflation implies. For the United Kingdom, there are base effects around energy prices that might push inflation higher, but there's also quite a lot of evidence that profit-led inflation is now in full retreat. In the meantime, US Vice President Harris has said that, if elected, they would not interfere in the independence of monetary policy. This is a response to former US President Trump's statement suggesting that they would want a say in the setting of interest rates. Markets have not priced in the risk of presidential interference in policy so far. There is perhaps a belief that several of Trump's policy proposals are campaign rhetoric rather than policies investors should actually take seriously. Interfering in the independence of the US Federal Reserve would be a serious issue for financial markets, and a return to even the informal interference of the Nixon administration would not be welcomed by investors. The New York Fed is publishing its measure of inflation expectations, which, in a week where inflation is top of investors' minds, may get some attention. It should not, however, get too much attention. Asking consumers what they think inflation will be in a year's time is a pretty pointless exercise. The report will be tainted by political bias. Registered Republicans will suggest that inflation is akin to that of Weimar Germany, and registered Democrats will declare that prices have never been so stable. It's also affected by frequency bias and loss aversion. Finally, inflation expectations only matter if consumers change their behaviour in response, which they've shown no inclination to do. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.